As the ESPN bus pulled onto the quad Thursday afternoon, JMU students made sure the College Game Day crew knew they had made the right choice to host their Saturday morning broadcast at the Football Championship Subdivision School. This reception kicked off the pregame festivities for the game against Villanova. It was the second visit to JMU by College Game Day, but this time is a bit different for the number one ranked FCS school.
2 years ago, we had to do a little bit more selling of this is what JMU's all about, this is what we can deliver, this is our spirit, and this is the story of our team, why we're relevant.
Kevin Warner is JMU's assistant athletic director for communications. He says the game day attention doesn't just reflect the success of the football program, but also creates some healthy competition between the school's athletic teams.
And what you see happening is you get a College Game Day in 2015, and at the same time, you see softball competing in the national level, you see women's basketball winning championships, and everyone's kind of like, well, this team is winning, I want to win. Like, athletes are competitive. And that's on the playing field against their opponent, but it's also with each other in the department.
According to Harrisonburg's mayor, Dina Reed, this wasn't just a JMU event, but an event for the whole community.
We're all involved. It's just not a JMU event. It's definitely city, community, and students. So I'm excited.
And ESPN staff made it clear the community support is one of the reasons why the nationwide broadcast returned to Rocktown. Lee Fitting, vice president of college sports at ESPN and a JMU alum, said the return visit is a testament to the growth of both the school and the city. And
it's awesome. Like, the town has really exploded and taken off, and it's different from when I was here. I mean, there were very few, and I don't mean this as a knock, but there were very few reasons to leave campus when I was here. And now you get the combination of an unbelievable, vibrant, awesome campus with sort of a happening downtown and community. And that's awesome when you can say that about a school, right?
Like, ESPN analyst David Pollack said the response for the second visit is a real indicator of the community support, especially compared to the only other FCS school that has received two visits by the game day crew.
So I'm going to have to judge it after this time, because the first time I think everybody wants to show up because you think it will never happen again. So JMU has to represent this time, and we'll have to see how good they are the second time around, because Fargo brought it twice. And we'll see what you got, JMU.
And Harrisonburg showed up. Not only the fans, but the team did as well, as the Dukes beat Villanova 30-8. For WMRA News, I'm Dylan Broadwell.